the Herd.
Well, I've been saying it. I love the Celtics, I love the Spurs, and I love the Lakers this year. It's the year of the old guy. I don't think the young teams, the Portlands and the Oklahoma Cities, are good enough yet, and I still think the old veterans have one more punch. I love the Spurs. And it's just, you know, I always told you, I love Larry King. I love Supreme Court justices. I like old people. Now, Steve Nash is going to be offended by that, but you're a veteran, Steve. And I got to tell you, you veteran players in the playoffs, I always lean on you. Is intelligence underrated, Steve, when playoff basketball arrives?
Well, if it is, it shouldn't be. You know, I think whenever you see a team win a championship or get close to that level, there's always a great amount of intelligence to their squad. So, I mean, we've seen it over the years with San Antonio, certainly. And I think last year the Lakers team was a really intelligent team. I don't underrate it. If people do, I think that's really a big mistake, because I think it's paramount for any team to get to the top.
You know, Steve, what's interesting is people have said about Kobe, sometimes he takes quarters off or halves off, and he's played a lot of games, and so have you. You know, it seems to me Kobe knows he's got only so many 99-mile-an-hour fastballs left. How do you condition your body or work around your body knowing that it's aging? And, you know, as you get older, everybody's got limitations. How do you do it with yourself, Steve?
Well, that's a good question. I think, a long career of experience, learning about myself, about my body, about what it takes to get through our season. I think it's always evolving and changing. And so, I'm at a place now where I think sometimes you're just so much more efficient in your work ethic, your understanding that you can do a little bit less and do more in doing so, just because you're more educated and will have a better understanding. So, I try to, never overdo it, but at the same time, work as hard as I can with the parameters I've set, without going over that edge where, I've done damage to my ability to keep playing for my team. So, it's really something that's been measured and grown and evolved throughout my career.
Two-time MVP Steve Nash, Suns up 3-2 in the Blazers, Thursday night, game 6. Somebody told me you really, and it's interesting because this stuff fascinates me, and you've always been a very conscientious, smart, out-of-the-box thinker. You're a big sleep guy, that you had some theories on sleep. Can you share those? I heard this the other day. I hope I'm not burying you, but you have some sleep theories or the importance of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's things I've read and I believe in. I just think that we generally, we live such fast-paced lives, whether you're an athlete or whatever your profession is, in this part of the world, that we do neglect sleep, and we are all sleep deprived. So I think that, if you look at kind of the, without sounding like you're at an ad seminar, but with the three pillars of health, there'd probably be sleep, nutrition, and exercise. So, I think many times we just gloss right over the sleep part. We're all into the nutrition or the exercise or whatever it may be, but we don't pay attention to what our body really needs to recover. And the most basic fundamental of that is sleep. So, it's really simple. It's just a matter of prioritizing it, more than anything. If you understand what sleep, the benefits of sleep do for you, then you just have to prioritize it. We've been running around here, so fast for so long that can be difficult. So for me, the biggest thing has just been to, make it a priority, turn off the TV, put down the book, whatever it is, find time every day to get a nap if you can, and just try to get your sleep at night.
By the way, LeBron James, a believer in the Steve Nash theory, has said before, 10, 12 hours, wants a two-hour nap, even in high school. Steve, it's funny. I really think, I just love the Celtics. Old veterans, cagey, cranky old guys. I think they give Cleveland big issues. You've played the Cavs. You've played the Celtics. Any feeling on that, a veteran team against a younger team?
Well, you never really want to count the old team out, that's for sure. I mean, I think the Cavs are a phenomenal team this year. LeBron is turning into one of the greatest players ever to play the game. He can have such an impact on a game or a series that, even that is unforeseen. Who knows what he could do in a series? So when goaded into a performance that, we'll never forget. But having said that, the Celtics, like you said, they're just tough and smart, and they've been there before, and they'll take things away that maybe a younger, more athletic team wouldn't realize to take away. And so I think, I don't know if they can beat the Cavs if they met, when they play, but I would never want to bet against a team with that much intelligence, heart, understanding, and those guys have done it before together. So I think there's got to be a wealth of confidence somewhere inside there, no matter how many struggles they have this year.
Would you ever take a charge from LeBron James?
You know, I probably am stupid enough to do that in the heat of the moment, but, you know, not a wise thing. I mean, this guy is a locomotive, so he's just fantastic for our game. Such an athlete, but such a feel for the game on top of all that, that it's a pleasure to have him as a colleague.
Suns up 3-2 in the Blazers, Thursday game 6. You are an absolute credit to the game, a blast to watch. Good luck to you. I'm going to ask you one more. I'm hearing all this. In 3 years, Kevin Durant's going to be the best player in the league. Okay. 3 years from now, Steve Nash, who's the best player in this league?
I think LeBron's still the best player in the league, but Kevin Durant's going to be a top 3 or 4 player, no question. I mean, he's just got the dimensions, athleticism, love for the game, coupled with just an uncanny ability at his size and length to shoot the ball. He's just, you know, it's just inevitable that he's just going to continue to evolve and be fantastic. But I don't see, you know, how anyone could say that that's playing in our game right now is going to be better than LeBron in 3 or 4 years, just because of what he brings to the table. I mean, it's just, not only can he score the ball at the same rate basically as Kevin, but he's such an incredible all-court player, passer, leader, winner, strength, durability. I mean, there's just so many elements that go into it that it's almost unfair to compare him to anybody.
Well, another Canadian we'd like to claim as our own, Steve Nash. Congratulations with your career. Thanks again, Steve.
You got it. Thanks, Colin.